Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We now know what happened in a helicopter crash 2 years ago. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and the NTSB has released a final report on that fatal helicopter crash in Rowlett. KRLD's LP Phillips has more.
The crash happened in front of hundreds as the main rotor of the helicopter slashed through the tail section, cutting it off and sending the chopper spiraling into an empty lot.
Rowlett 911, what is the address of your emergency?
I'm right behind y'all at the police station, and we watched him going down.
The student pilot and the instructor were killed instantly. The NTSB blames a loss of helicopter control while maneuvering, which resulted in the main rotor blade contacting the tail boom in flight and the tail boom separation. Truck driver Philip Herndon was parked next to a lot where the crash happened.
I heard a bang over my head that sounded like a car crash, but it was in the air. And a few seconds later, then I heard it hit the ground.
The NTSB says the pilot and her student may have been practicing emergency maneuvers when they lost control. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The head of the CIA spent time at SMU today and says he's rarely seen a more combustible time in the Middle East.
CIA Director Bill Burns served as George W. Bush's ambassador to Russia. He spoke at a forum at the Bush Presidential Center and says Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Iran's strike on Israel show autocratic leaders will not stop within their borders.
Transnational repression of governments, autocratic governments in particular, reaching out to kill or intimidate oppositionists, human rights activists outside their own borders, I think, is growing.
So he says the U.S. needs to keep helping allies so they can reduce risk, saying Baltic states, which border Russia and Eastern Europe, could become the next target.
Whether that takes the form of an overt conventional attack or other ways of trying to undermine, you'd see his ambitions continue.
He says that would affect the U.S. because leaders like Vladimir Putin would keep escalating and harming NATO allies. At SMU, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Voters in the Mansfield ISD have one fewer candidate to consider. Kind of.
During a special meeting this morning, the Mansfield ISD Board of Trustees has determined that Place 2 candidate Dr. Angel Hidalgo is ineligible in this year's election. Board President Courtney Lackey Wilson says legal counsel confirmed through a public record that Dr. Hidalgo was not a registered voter of the Mansfield ISD prior to the February 16th deadline. However, since the deadline of February 24th to remove a candidate from the ballot has also passed, Hidalgo's name will appear on the ballot alongside that of the only other candidate, Jandel Crutchfield. The board says if Hidalgo wins the election, he will not be seated, a vacancy will be declared, and the board will either appoint a replacement or will declare a special election to fill the vacancy. From the 24-hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys are heading to the NFL draft next week with a lot of needs after 10 players have left due to free agency. On top of that, the team is trying to sign CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, and Dak Prescott to extensions. So they haven't been very active in free agency. Former Cowboys.com writer and Fox NFL insider Dave Hellman says he's frustrated because these players should have been signed already.
Why are these guys all heading, not Micah, but why are CeeDee and Dak heading for contract years? Why aren't these things taken care of ahead of time? A plan would be to say, we got to figure out what to do about Dak Prescott and not, we'll just see how it goes. How about the fact that CeeDee Lamb has been an all-pro for 2 years at this point and is currently costing the Cowboys $17 million against the cap. He could have been signed all the way back in 2023, and the Cowboys might have some money, because the thing they don't want to talk about is when you sign a guy, yeah, it's expensive. It also gives you years that you can play with and move that money around and free up cap space. But when you don't do it, then you wind up with your back against the wall, and that is what drives me and Cowboys Nation crazy.
Cowboys have the 24th pick in next week's draft. And the Rangers got the win today in Detroit 9-7 despite a rough outing from rookie Jack Leiter. The highly anticipated debut of the 2021 first-round pick didn't go as he would have liked, as he gave up 7 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings.
A lot of frustration. I know I'm better, and I need to be better, and I will be better. And that's kind of the frustration, is some pitches that I left on the table and some mistakes that I made. And, just a lot of, like, you know, kind of just feeling frustrated. And obviously, bullpen's wearing it, and I didn't help the cause.
Manager Bruce Bochy was also ejected from the game for arguing a foul ball call. The Rangers are going to travel to Atlanta to play the NL Best Braves tomorrow night. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.